Stephen, the UFO tie-in is amazing to me. Are there reports of UFOs coming in and out of that area?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the gentleman that I read his name, Marius, is talking, you know, this is a guy that actually married a Solomon Island woman and, you know, got to live in different islands and absolutely was an eyewitness. And he talks about them being more marine-oriented. In other words, the craft will come in and land at the base of a waterfall and then come out in kind of like a deep hole, kind of like Mel's hole in the ocean. And, you know, the detail that's available, and by the way, people have got to read this. It's obviously linked to your website. My website's linked to you, and they can go and read the story, but it will blow their minds.
By the way, your website's getting slammed, I'm told, right
now.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the thing that, you know how children are fascinated with dinosaurs? Good night. I mean, obviously Jurassic Park is one of the most famous movies of all movie-making history. The Giants is such a phenomenological foundation stone for history, yet it's been so totally ignored and denied and covered up. To the degree, George, that the powers that be cover up the Giants, they also cover up the UFOs, forgive me, and vice versa. It seems interesting to me that the same degree of secrecy that we all have to deal with and try and overcome in the UFO area is absolutely present and resident in the Giant issue, too.
Now, you say these Giants might be cannibals. Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, they are cannibals. The whole history of the Solomon Island, from the first reports that we get from Cook, and also the fascinating story was even in the late 1700s, one tribe of the Giants raised normal-sized people for food, kind of like the Time Machine with the Eloi.
Yes.
And literally, and so this is all, how do I say this? This is all common knowledge. And by the way, you can't Fiji, they just had a situation in Fiji where the Fiji Islanders asked the family of a missionary to come back to Fiji, and they basically wanted to make restitution because they had eaten the missionary. Do you remember that story?
I sure do.
Okay, so throughout the South Pacific, but what I want to share with people, again, why I think this is so relevant to our day, is now we're having absolute unusual cases of cannibalism. As you know, in Germany, there's a man on trial over there, and he claims that in Germany alone, there are 3,500 active participating cannibals. The question I would like to find out, and this is for someone else to do, but it would be interesting to identify that genetic predisposition to human flesh. And what's fascinating, in the Solomon Islands, it was one of their kings that finally got the attention of the different warring tribes of giants and said, you know, look, these are people like us. And I think his name was Luti Makoti. And, you know, still a chief of giants. By the way, the word giant is interesting. Usually when you take a word derivation, as you know, and take it in the around the world, they'll tweak the word, they'll change it, and they'll trace it back to its root. Giant is one of the most unique words in all of creation history because it's the same everywhere. Even in the tongue of some of the most unusual tribes in the world, it still is giant.
Stephen, is there any physical evidence of these creatures out there? Has anybody, you know, got the bones or pictures of ones that are still alive that we can see?
Yes, and actually, Marius Borion is putting out his book with those pictures in it. They talk about a tomb of a 24-foot giant. They talk about a 15-foot giant. You know, George, one of the last times I was on your show last year, I got a call from Bali, okay, the area, and the gentleman, I believe, you know, he was blown up in the terrorist act in Bali, but he was talking about some of the unusual skeletal remains that he was going to send me pictures of, and unfortunately, I believe he was blown up, and he said, Steve, you will not believe the variation in skeletons that we find in the ancient burial grounds. In one place on Guadalcanal, there is supposedly kind of like the equivalent of the elephant's graveyard, only the giant's graveyard. And according to the article, as you know, Marius is in the process of documenting that all. But, you know, what becomes most important, George, in this is recognizing that there are very powerful people that don't want this stuff out. And when it gets out, I can assure you, and you know, I think you had someone on the your show earlier talking about Bush's announcement we're going to Mars.
Yeah, again. Bob Zubrin and Richard C. Hoagland.
Right, and that isn't that uniquely timed? Didn't they, I don't know if they addressed that issue, like what's up, why all of a sudden? Well, I would say this, that so much is getting ready to be sprung, okay? Meaning that a lot of the stuff that's been shielded, covered, hidden is getting ready the cork is ready to pop on it. And so I think what is going to be outstanding is that all the people that have tried so diligently and have made so much effort in this world to bring this stuff out, they're going to have their day on the world stage very soon.
Indeed. Now, with these bases, I want you to paint me a picture for a moment, Stephen. Are there underground bases we're talking about?
Well,
for UFOs.
The UFO bases, the underground bases, are also underwater bases.
Ah, okay.
And forgive me, that's what I didn't make clear. And the underwater bases, it's kind of interesting because one of the bases is known as the Mount Dragon UFO base. And the entrance is subterranean, and it's in a waterfall lake about 2,500 feet high on the western side of about a 5-kilometer long valley, and it's 8 kilometers from the coast. It seems like there's a correspondence between the bases and the ocean, and it seems like a lot of these craft enter into the ocean and then come out of the waterfall. I don't know how they do that, but again, this gentleman that wrote this is absolutely claiming that he and his friends have gone and literally watched this happen on like over 60 occasions.
60 occasions. Now, any reports of those occupants of those craft, and do they look like any of these giants?
Well, no, and that's a great question because they look totally different, and they call them the Guadalcanalese.
The Guadalcanalese?
Yeah, the Guadalcanalese, that's the inhabitants of Guadalcanal, call them the dragon snakes, and that's kind of an interesting name to put upon them.
The reptilian.
You got it.